Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a very special Schuss. Le'ilui Nishmas, HaRav David Tzvi ben Rav Yosef, from the Schuss Rav Dor David ben Sara, and the Schuss Rav David Avram ben Maris Hena Miriam, and HaRav Tzuriel ben Shoshana, Lebracha v'Hatzlacha, B'chol Ma'aseh Yedeim, and also Le'ilui Nishmas Maris Esther Bas Shmuel. The Mishnah says at the beginning of the second paragraph of Ksubis, Naftez Zvav Amit Beis, Ha'ishin is Armela, a woman who became an almana, Oshin is Garish, or she was divorced. He omeris Besula Nisasani. She says that you married me as a Besula, and therefore my Ksubis 200 Zus. And he says, no, Almana Nisasi, I married you as an almana, and your Ksubis only a mana. So the din is, Imiesh Eidim, She Yatsas. If there are witnesses that she came out when she got married from the house of her father to the house of her husband, as a basula does. Behinuma, what is a hinuma that the Gemara later says? That's the veil that the girls wear even today. So if she's going out with that veil on her hair, so Verosha Perua, and then her hair is exposed, and it goes down to her shoulders. So she's a Rosh Perua. She has her hair going down, and she has her hinuma on her head. Because that was the minug. The besulas would go from their father's house to the chasana. So ksubasa masayim, her ksub is 200 zuz, because the hinuma is an edus that she was a besul and she got married. Ad kan mi divrei ha-mishnah. Smashma midivrei ha-mishnah, that the Mishnah is talking about all cases, even when the Eidim don't contradict the husband, meaning that the Eidim say she went out with a hinuma, and the husband agrees that she went out with a hinuma, and the husband said despite the fact that she went out with this head covering, nevertheless she was a Be'ula. So there's no vikuach, there's no argument between the husband and the Eidim. Nevertheless, even in that case, where there is an argument or not an argument, but even if there is an argument, if they're agreeing, and she just says, I agree with the Eidim that she went out with the Hinuma. I'm not being contradicted by the Eidim. I just hold that she was an Alman at the time. So Kamashan on the Mishnah, that the Hinuma is a Raya, that she was a Besula, despite the husband's claim otherwise. Frek the Heilige Hafla. So why then do you need Eidim that she went out with the Hinuma? Why isn't it enough to have Eid Echad? Bishleim, if the husband was arguing with his Taina against the Eid, then we would dafka need Eidim. Because if there is an argument between him and the Eidim, only then the Eidim beat him, because if there's only one Eid, what's the din of one Eid? You take a Shavua and you're Pater. If there was just one Eid, he would take a Shavua that she was a Bula and she'd become Pater. So, because there are two Eidim, they beat him. That's if there's a contradiction between him and the Eidim. But Kishumoi Delidvarov. But let's say he agrees with the aid. There's only one aid. And he agrees with the aid. That's what we're talking about here. Here he agrees with the aid. So if he would contradict them, then you need two to beat him. But since he's not contradicting them, he's agreeing with them that Behinuma Yatsas, he's just saying she's an Almana. So what status does he have now? He has the status of Mitoch She'ena Yochali Shava Mishali. So why do you need two Eidim? One Eid should be enough. Why is it Mitoch She'ena Yochali Shava Mishali? What type of oath can he take over here? We all know the famous case in Bava Basra of Nascha the Rebbe Abba, that the aid is made that he snatched from his friend. In other words, an aid comes along and he says that Reuven snatched this gold piece from Shimon. And Reuven says, in chatfi v'didi chatfi. I snatched it all right, but I snatched my own. And Rabbi Abba says, that mitoich she'enu yochel yishava mishalem, since he can't swear, he has to pay. Why can't he swear? Because he agrees with the aid. So he can't swear, because what's swearing? When an aid comes and says something, the shvua is to contradict the aid. Here he can't contradict the aid. He agrees with the aid. So mitech she'enu yochel yishava mishalem. The aid says you snatched. And he says, I agree with you that I snatched, but I snatched my own. He's not contradicting the aid. So he's got no shvua. No shvua. Mitech she'enu yochel yishava mishalem. Here it's zavzach. Here, the aidim say, she went out with the hinuma. And he says, I know she went out with the hinuma, but she was a besula. She was a beula at the time. Oh! Mitoch she'enu yochel yishava. Now he can't take it off because he's agreeing with the aidim. Mishalem. So why do you need two? One is enough. If he was contradicting them, then you would need two to beat him. But here there's no contradiction. He's agreeing. So one aid should be enough. Mitoch she'enu yochel yishava. Mishalem. The aid said she went out with the hinuma. He said she went out with the hinuma. So they're agreeing. What type of oath is he going to take? The oath is to contradict the witness. Here there's no contradiction, so why do you need two? One is enough. So they fracked the bala flaw. Twice later on, David Chesam and Aleph asked, how do we know that somebody who denies everything is Potter? And you can't say that from the fact that you need a pasuk to be mechayev v'shvua be'ed echad, that implies that kofra kol is pater from a shvua. Because when do you need a shvua? Only if there's an eid echad. So it's mashma that kofra kol without an eid is pater. And Tosis says, why not to say that? So look there in Tosis. But in Shubas Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Shaul asks, in Tinyan and Simon Kufchav Gimel, L'chor, what's the right? Because you can say that Be'emes, Kofar HaKol, is Chai V'Shvua. So then why do you need a Pasuk to tell you that Eid Echad is Mechai V'Shvua? If Kofar HaKol is Chai V'Shvua, it's Pashit Eid Echad. So no, there's an afkamina that eid echad is mechay v'shvua. Even though kofra kol is mechay v'shvua, you still need the eid echad. And what's an afkamina? An afkamina is in the chiyuv of shvua eid echad, then you nascha the Rebbe Abba. If the whole chiyuv shvua was mitzad din of kofra bakol, he could swear. In chatfi v'didi chatfi, I snatched it, but it's mine. His Mekayim is Taina of his Kfira by his Shvua. So why do you need the Pasuk of Eid Echad? Because Eid Echad teaches you that since there's a Chiyuv Shvua of Eid Echad, now he's Eni Yochel Yishava. Because his Din is that he has to contradict the witness. And if he doesn't contradict the witness, this witness has the status of two and the guy has to pay. So how can you think of a raya, how can you suggest that from the fact that you need a chiyuv of shvua be'ed echad, it must be kofra kol's pater? No, kofra kol's chayv. But the chiyuv shvua be'ed echad teaches you that if e'ed echad makes a certain taina, and this person doesn't contradict the e'ed echad, he agrees with the e'ed echad, like the menaschal of the Rebbe Abba, he's enu yochel yishava, he's mishalim. That's why I need the e'ed echad. To tell you this chidash shemitoch she'enu yochel yishava mishalim. There's no raya that the chiyuv shvua beid echad proves that kofra kol is pater. No. Kofra kol maybe is chayv shvua. And you need a pasuk to be mechayv shvua beid echad to teach you this chiddush. At eid echad, you have to contradict the eid echad. And if you can't, you're me'ena yochel yishava, you're mishalim. So Moreno HaRosh Yeshiva, Rabbeinu Chaim Shmulevitz, Zecher Tzadik Kodesh Livracha, in his Shari Chaim and Siman Mem passes as follows. that in the case of Rabbi Abba, since he's mode that he snatched this gold piece, he can't swear, says the Rashbam, the reason is he can't say, swear, that he snatched his own, because that's not the shvua that's incumbent upon him. What does the Rashbam mean? The Rashbam means is that the shvua that a person is chayev in the parish of Eid Echad is to be makhish the Eid. And this shvua that he snatched his own gold coin is a shvua klape the mammon, to say that the money is mine. He's not makhish the Eid Echad. The Eid Echad says he snatched. And he says, yes, I did. So they're agreeing. He's just saying, I snatched my own. But it has to be Zokter Ashbam Shvua Mutelas Alav. It has to be a Shvua that's incumbent upon him. And what's the Shvua that's incumbent upon him? To be Machish Divrei Ha'ed. If he's not Machish Divrei Ha'ed, it's a Gaidnisht. It's not the Shvua Mutelas Alav. So that's Pshat and Aschad the Rebbe Abba. It has to be Shvua Mutelas Alav, and Shvua Mutelas Alav is the Hakhosha Sa'id. So we see from this Rashbam that the whole chisaron in this Shavua of the Didicha Tfi, that it's mine, is that it's not Mutalalav, it's not the Shavua that's incumbent upon him. And because of that, there's no Torah Shavua Sadeyanim. It's as if he just jumped and he swore. But there's no Torah Shavua Sadeyanim here. And therefore he has to pay. Because when are you allowed to swear when you have a din of Shavua Sadeyanim? He has no Shavua Sadeyanim because he's not contradicting the aid. According to this, it would appear that Lu Yitzuyer, that he should have a Chiyu Shavua Klape the Mammon to be Mevarer whether it's his or not. So this Shavua will also be effective Klape the aid, towards the aid. That since this Shavua is Mutelas Alav, since this Shavua is incumbent upon him, now it has Torah Shavua Sadeyanim. It has the status of being a Shavua Sadeyanim, and it's Makhish the Eid. So even though it's not Mukhash, Be'etzah may do so, but it's enough if he's contradicting the Psak Din that comes out from the Eidus of the Eid. And therefore, it's enough if he takes a shvua that the mammon is his, and that's makrish the aid. In other words, what we have to do is we have to find some sort of tziur that he has a shvua mutelas alav, and then he can contradict the psak din that comes out of the eidus of the Eid Echad. The eidus of the Eid Echad, he agrees with the actual facts on the ground. In chatfi v'didi chatfi. I did snatch. I'm not arguing with you, I just snatched my own. The Eid Echad says you snatched. He's not arguing with the Eid Echad. But if it would be a Shavua Mutelas Alav, then you can't say any Ochel Yishava. If it would be a Shavua Mutelas Alav, then he would swear, and that would contradict the Psakim that came out of the Eid. The Eid Zaydus. And a raya for this chiddush is from the Shita Mekubetz, is the name of the Rashbitz, the beginning of Bav Metzia. That according to those Rishonim who hold that Eid HaMaseya Poter Mishvua HaTorah, so the same applies to Naschu the Rebbe Abi, but Echad. And the Eid Echad says, yeah, you snatched your own. He's saying, yeah, it was your own. So that patters him. Now what's the tour of Eid HaMaseya? Why is Eid HaMaseya pattering somebody from Shavua? Because if he swore that the siyu of the aid is b'makom shvua. There are those who hold that afilu b'shvuas hanotlin, even a shvua that you make in order to take, even their aid, I'm going to say, is effective. What's the reason? The reason is because it's b'makom shavua. This Eidah Meseyeh is like you swore. But now it's a question. Because if so, how is the Eid greater than the Shavua? If the Shavua that the day chataf, that he snatched his own, isn't good, then how does the Eid help? Rabbi Kivega already asked this. If the Shavua doesn't help, then how does the aid, Hamisayeya, who's in place of a Shavua, help? Bikasha. So, Al Karchach, what do we have to say? Like we said, that the Shavua doesn't help is because it's not a Shavua Mutelasalaf. It doesn't have Torah Shavua Sadeyanim. It's like he jumped and swore. But Lu Yitzuyer, if we would have a case that it should have Torah Shavua Sadeyanim, it would be effective even negative aid. And therefore the Rashbitz is correct that the siyu of the aid, that the day chotaf, is instead of a good shvua, instead of a shvua that's effective. In other words, this aid echad who's coming instead of the shvua, what type of shvua is he coming instead of? Instead of a shvua that's mutal aself. And the meila, the aid echad is good for him, the aid echad is effective to give him what he claims is his. And the whole chisaron of didi chataf that I still took my own is because that's not a shvua mutel aself. The moment you can find a tzir of shvua mutel aself, then it is effective, and that shvua you believe him. You can swear. And that Eid Echad who's coming to say that, yeah, didi chataf, you really took yours, he's been called shvua mal yisa. According to this, we can understand, solve the problem we raised before. We had the kasha we brought from the Tshuvas Rebbe Kiva Eiger. That really, not like Tosis. Koifer HaKol should be Chayiv, Shavua. And nevertheless, we need a pasuk for Shavua Seid Echad to be Mechadish the Din of Naschad Rebbe Abba. That if he wasn't machish the aid, and the aid has the status of two, and he has to pay up, mitoch sheni yochel yishav mishali. Because his job is to contradict the aid. If he can't contradict the aid, he has to pay. That's the chiddush of Naschad Rebbe Abba. Shavua Seid Echad. Toch she'ani ochol l'shav v'mishalim. But now it's not shver anymore. Because based on what we explain, it emerges that if we learn that kofar akol is chayav v'shavua, then this din isn't shayach at all. Because mitzad the parasha of Kofar HaKol, he has to swear that the mammon is his. And since there's Torah Shavua Sadayanim on this Shavua, then it would also work against the aid, like we explained. The whole din of Shavua Seid Echad is, as they say in Lakewood, geboit. It's built on the fact that Kofar HaKol is pater mishvua. Because if Kofar HaKol was chayav shvua, then there would be no chiddush in the din of Naschad Rebbe Abba that when you agree with the aid, it's mitoch sheni ochol l'shav mishalom. That wouldn't be correct. If Koifer Bakol is Chayiv Shavua, then that means that if the aid contradicts you and you're Chayiv Shavua, so if the aid doesn't contradict you and you're Chayiv Shavua, then you take the Shavua and then you beat the aid. In other words, if you say that what I stole was I snatched it and I snatched my own. And the eight says, you snatched it. So you're agreeing with the eight. So if the din was that kol for a kol was chai v'shvuah, you'd be believed against that eight. Why? You're not contradicting the eight. The answer is, you don't have to contradict the eight. You just have to have a shvuah mutelah selah. And here is a shvuah mutelah. If you say that kol for a kol is chai v'shvuah, here's a shvuah mutelah selah. Now we can beat that eight. The whole din of if you agree with the eight echad, you have to pay mitoch sheni ochol l'shavah mishalem, that's only built on the fact that Kofar HaKol is Patur Mishvuah. Because if Kofar HaKol was Chai of a Shvuah, then that din wouldn't exist. Because now you have a Shvuah Mechuyeves. Once you have a Shvuah Mechuyeves, then you have to swear. Because Kofar HaKol is Chai of a Shvuah, then if you agree with the aid, you still beat the aid. We wouldn't have that second din of Nascha the Rebbe Abba of Mitoch Sheni Ochol L'Shav Mishalim. It's only because Kofar HaKol is Patur, and it's not a Shvuah Mutelis Elav to say that it's yours, and therefore all you're left with now is that you're agreeing with the aid. The aid says you snatched, and you also say you snatched. Now there's no Shvuah Mutelis Elav, so therefore Mitoch Sheni Ochol L'Shav Mishalim. But you can't say, like the Shaul and the Tshuvas of Rabbi Kiva Eger, that Be'emes Kofar HaKol is Chai V'Shvuah, and the Din of Eid Echad is telling the Chiddush of Nasla the Rabbi Abba that there's this Din of Mitoch Sheni Ochol L'Shav Mishalim. No! Because if Kofar HaKol was Chai V'Shvuah, there would be no Din of Mitoch Sheni Ochol L'Shav Mishalim. Because it would be a Yochel Yishama. He could swear. Why could he swear? Because the Shvuah Mutel said, look, he's Kofar HaKol is Chai V'Shvuah. Now the Eid comes along and says, you snatch. He says, I agree I snatch, but I snatch my own. He's believed. He's believed against the Eid. Because it's a Shvuah Mutel self. Elama, Elama, since Kofar HaKol is Patur Mishvuah, and Eid Echad is Machayev Shvuah, but what type of Shvuah is Machayev? That he has to now contradict the Eid. The Shvuah Mutel self is to contradict the Eid. And he can't contradict the Eid, because he agrees with the Eid. He just says, they did hot up, but I did snatch, but I snatched my own. He told Shein HaKol HaShav HaMishal, Moiridik. And for entry with the kasha that flaw, the kasha that flaw in the Mishnah. Why isn't it enough that we have one aid that she went out with Bihinuma l'chayev b'tashlumim? He didn't talk sheni ochal l'shav mishalim. He's not contradicting the aid. The aid says she went out with Bihinuma, and he says I hereby declare that she went out with Bihinuma, but she was a beula. She was a beula. So he's not contradicting the aid. He's agreeing with the aid. She went out with the Hinuma. She was just a Bula. So the Bazai, it should be enough one aid. Because if you're agreeing with the aid, now he's Andy Yochel Yishava. He can't swear because he's agreeing with the aid. So we ask, Frekta Flo, why do we need two aids? And one aid is enough. One is enough. Because Mitol Shani Yochel Yishava Mishalim, he's agreeing with the aid. So why does Mish say you need two? The answer is, hold on tight. That the sheet of the Rambam in the 16th paragraph of Hey is that in the Mishnah there's a din of Shua Samayda B'miktsas. Why? Because she wants 200 and he's saying 100. So we have a din Shvua. And since there's a din Shvua, Yeshua Darais of Modim B'miktsas, so because of the parish of Modim B'miktsas, there's a din Shvua on his Shvua. That he's swearing about the money. And therefore, he's going to beat the aid. So even if he agrees with the aid, he still can take a shvuah and beat the aid. Why? Because he has a Torah shvuah. How does he have Torah shvuah? Because the shvuah is more than mitzvah. Once you have a Torah shvuah, now even though he agrees with the aid, he also says she went out with the hinuma. But since he has a Torah shvuah, he's believed to say yes, she went out with the hinuma, but she was a beula. He'd be believed. So therefore, one aid is not enough in order for you to say that he has to pay the 200. Mitech Shani Yochol L'Shav, that he has to pay the 200, you need two Edim that she went out with the Hinuma. Once you have two Edim she went out with the Hinuma, so that doesn't help anymore. He can't, there's nothing he can do, no Shavuah helps, and he has to pay. But if there'd be one Edim that she went out with the Hinuma, then he'd have to be able to swear, and he'd be able to contradict this one Edim. Because even though he agrees that she went out with a Hinuma, and you would think it's a Mitoch Sheni Ochol L'Shav Mishalim case, But it's not, because there is Torah Shavua and it's Shavua. How's there Torah Shavua and it's Shavua? Because he's already Chayav Shavua Dimro de Miktas. Once you're already Chayav Shavua, even if you agree with the Eid Echad, it doesn't matter, because you could still agree with the Eid Echad and be believed on a different point. In Chataf Edidi Chataf, or she went out with a Hinuma, but she was a Ba'ula. As long as you have a Torah Shavua, the problem with In Chataf Edidi Chataf is no Torah Shavua. Therefore, he's not contradicting the Eid, he's not going against the Eid, he's not believed. But the moment you have a Torah Shavua, because here in the case of in the Gemisha's case, you have Moed Mimiksas, she says 200, he says 100, you have Torah Shavua. If there was only one Eid, then he would take a swear against that Eid. It would have Torah Shavua because it's Din Doraisa, and therefore he's believed to say, yes, I agree with you, she went over the Enoma, but she was a Ba'ula. So, Adkan Midivrei, Midivrei Agon Reb Chaim. There's l'chayra stira mefurashes to this in the Rivash, in Shin Sadi Beis brought in the Ktsos and Siman Nuncha Sif Kotan Dalit. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps us, we can talk about it next time. But don't worry about it. There's going to be a happy ending. Everything's going to be Yushev. Just in the meantime, give ourselves a bracha. We should talk about Zorcha Lilmo Du Lelamed Lishma V'Lasa L'Kaim. It's called Divrei Samba Terasa B'Yahava. Amen V'Amen. Shalom Shalom. Sweetest and most beloved friends.